Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Rosalind to summon the necessary courage to get up early that morning and prepare to take the train to Reno. Mrs. Jedson, with a very heavy heart, got her adopted daughter up on time. And now, the last few moments are spent with just a few little details.
Now, let me get my thoughts together. It seems like there was something else I should have done. Well, I might think of it before you leave the house.
You won't be too lonely, Mother Jedson. I'll be thinking of you all the time, and I do promise to write.
Now, don't say every day, child. Len, I don't think I could write once a month, though I've promised you at least one letter a week. Why, Rosalind, ain't you going to eat your breakfast?
I'm not very hungry. I'll just drink this coffee. Something's wrong with either my stomach or my throat. I've got a great big lump right here.
That's nerves. But once you get on the train and it pulls out, you can sit back and relax.
I wish it were a pleasure trip and that you were going along. Or that it might have been my honeymoon. It would have been so thrilling and exciting.
No, you've got enough days on Earth here for that to happen, too. Oh, before Uncle Jimmy comes over, Rosalind, I want you to have this. Just a mite, but...
Mother Jedson, you've given me my ticket and provided half of the expenses of the trip.
Now, this ain't but a few pennies. I've been saving it. Can't imagine for what. Been selling papers and rags for 10 years. I just use this mite for spending money. Tips and magazines.
You precious, precious mother.
I'd feel a heap sight better if you'd just eat a little of that toast. Or take a mouthful of the gruel.
Well, if it'll make you happy, all right.
Oh,
Rosalind.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
Well, same to you, Mrs. Jedson.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Isn't it almost time for the taxi to be here, Uncle Jimmy?
Yes, it is, dear. I ordered it last night, but Rosalind, Arnold, or Bobby, or Mitzi would have been only too happy to have taken you to the train.
No, Uncle Jimmy. I wanted to go alone.
May I come in?
Of course.
Morning, everybody.
Morning. Good morning.
I'm not really officially up, but I wanted to say goodbye to you, Rosalind.
That was very thoughtful of you.
I can't say have a wonderful time or it's all for the best. I wish I had some sort of little philosophy to offer you. All I can say is, I'm so lucky to have found you for a friend. We'll always be friends, Rosalind.
We'll always be friends, Edith. So, take good care of Mother Jedson.
I will, and don't take it too hard. Don't feel it's the end of anything.
She's a mighty sweet little thing.
Lovely girl. Well, Rosalind, dear, I guess it's your Uncle Jimmy's turn to say goodbye.
Uncle Jimmy.
There, dear, now. Now, we mustn't have you miserable like that. Goodness, you. Well, you've some very thoughtful weeks ahead of you, and... Oh, come, dear. Now, let's see you smile.
I'll get your hat and coat, dear. Thank you. You've meant so much to me, and you will keep an eye on Bobby, won't you? Don't let him work too hard.
I'll watch over everything and everybody that you love or ever have loved.
Oh, that's the taxi.
The taxi's here, Rosalind.
I'm coming. Goodbye, Uncle Jimmy. I hope by the time I come back, things will be a little easier for all of us.
Oh, they will be, dear. You know, everything has a way of working around if we can give it time. Now, be a sweet, brave girl.
I'll try. Goodbye. Goodbye, Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, Rosalind.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy.
Now, remember, we want our girl to keep her chin up.
So 10 minutes more and Rosalind's train will pull out. Oh, Arnold, I feel just like something in me died. I didn't think I'd miss Rosalind so soon, and here she's still in the city.
And she certainly proved herself, Laurie. Where are the children this morning and Uncle Jimmy?
Well, I'm letting Dorothy sleep a little. She had a very late morning class. Bobby left even earlier than usual. Uncle Jimmy's prodding Johnny into a little activity.
No.
All right, Johnny, now. That clock goes off. That means get out of there.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
What's the difference if I get up 5 minutes later or sooner?
A lot, young man. The difference between sitting down with your family and eating your breakfast or running in at the last minute and taking everything in one gulp.
Okay. Well, I'm here, so why don't we eat?
Johnny, I don't like that tone of yours. Now, you'll just dispense with this early morning grouch, or I'll start taking away some of your liberties.
Mother, we're all seated. Uncle Jimmy, will you return thanks?
Dear Lord, we thank thee for this food. May thy loving blessing rest upon this household. And please, dear Lord, watch over our absent one.
Amen. Pass me that cream.
Cornmeal mush.
And what's wrong with cornmeal mush? It's well cooked and there are raisins in it. Nice rich milk in the pitcher.
Now, don't coax him to eat, Chloe.
Now, Johnny, eat what's set before you and be grateful.
I should say so.
Gee, everything that happens around here, we're grateful for.
Arnold, if you don't talk to Johnny, I'm going to, and it won't be just a talking either.
I will.
Everything that occurs in this family is a subject for comment from Johnny. And his disrespect for us. Johnny Stewart, don't you dare leave the table until you're given permission.
Johnny, when Father gets home from the office tonight, he wants to have a very serious talk with you.
Sure, I suppose you're going to take away my liberties. That's what you're going to do.
If we could all just finish our breakfast. Johnny, eat. Eat, my son. You know, Uncle Jimmy isn't exactly proud of you this morning.
I'm sorry, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, Florrie, 7.5 minutes and Rosalind's train will be out of the station.
Yeah, just think. Our girl taking that trip all alone. Well, as soon as breakfast is over, I must drop in and see Mrs. Jedson. This is going to be a hard day for her.
Hard day for all of us. You know, I was just thinking about someone who mentally is going to be on that train with Rosalind.
Mentally on that train with Rosalind? Oh, of course, Mrs. Jedson.
Not just Mrs. Jedson. Someone who knows Rosalind very well. I doubt if he'll ever be a stranger to her. Ever stop loving her? Ever stop thinking his every thought about her?
Oh, Bobby.
You all like me to take your bags, missy?
Yes, please. Here are my tickets.
The bags be right in your section. We pull out in 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
All right, thank you.
Rosalind, I want to talk to you.
Why, Robert.
I guess you've still got a few minutes. I know you didn't want any of the family to see you off, but, well, I'm not just the family.
Well, it's all right, Bobby.
These little knickknacks are for the train. 2 days and two nights is a long time.
Well, that's thoughtful of you, thanks.
I was just thinking, coming down here. I mean, getting up enough courage to come down, hoping that I wouldn't miss you. I was just thinking that this is the train we should have taken on our honeymoon.
It would have been wonderful.
Well, much to be is to be, I guess.
Yeah.
But, Roz, believe me, it's all my fault.
Oh, no, Bobby.
I have a sneaking idea I know what I've lost. It's finally beginning to penetrate. But until I hear those old wheels go around and the engine chugging away...
I think I'd better go now. I want to find my feet and get adjusted.
Goodbye, Rosalind, dear. Good. Kiss me goodbye.
Of course. Goodbye, Robert. Be a good boy and take good care of Mother Stewart and Mother Jedson.
Think of me once in a while, will you, Rosalind? Just once in a while.
I will. Keep well and don't work too hard.
I'll be thinking of you.
Wave to me. Wave to me from the window. I'll walk along the platform until you're out of sight.
All right.
Goodbye, Roz.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Roz. Don't worry, I'll be all right. Don't cry, Roz.
She was smiling at me through her tears. Smiling through her tears at me.
I know it's hard, Mrs. Jetson.
Yes, hard for an old body like me to find myself without Rosalind.
Oh, it'll be easier in a few days, always is.
Don't know why in the world I got the idea I had to cut out a new dress. I got two good new dresses now. Suppose I just had to have something to do.
Well, I think it's an excellent idea. Get all ready for Rosalind's homecoming.
Oh, land of Goshen. The child just gone away. Well, the train's hardly been pulled out.
Oh, a good 12 hours. See how time flies.
Well, can't fly fast enough for the next 6 weeks.
You know, your loneliness for Rosalind, your love for her, certainly proves that children don't have to be born to us to be our very own.
That's mighty true.
Mind if I join the family circle?
If you don't mind setting in the kitchen.
Kitchens are mighty homely places. They always were when I was a youngster. How are you, Mrs. Jetson?
I'm all right.
Evening, Uncle Jimmy.
Good evening. No case yet?
No, waiting for the registry to call. I'm glad in a way for a few days' rest.
Miss Arden, are you handy with the needle?
Edith Arden can sew a little. Now, listen, if I'm to be a visitor in your home, I can't be Miss Arden. Edith to both of you.
Edith.
Good. Edith, you are.
Now, let's see. I get some base things like this first, don't we?
Yes, we do. If you can thread a needle...
First time, and how's that?
Well, it looks like this is going to resolve itself into a sewing bee. I guess I'll just bamboo.
Don't run away, Uncle Jimmy.
What? Two defenseless women actually frightening a man? My,
well,
my.
It's crowding 9 o'clock, and anyway, by this time, peace and quiet has descended upon the Stuarts, and now Arnold and I can talk a little business.
What? Business, Uncle Jimmy?
Mm-hmm. Just what it is, I don't know. But he and Bobby have an idea that they want to build around me. I knew I was solid ivory up here. But they tell me I have a very good foundation. Gee, hope they don't want to anchor me somewhere for life. That would never do.
Just what is this business proposition that Arnold Stuart wants to talk over with Uncle Jimmy? And Bobby, now that Rosalind is gone, what will the attitude of his family be toward him?
Thank you.